بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
A presentation of Quran Sunnah educational programs. Visit us online at www.qsep.com.
الإيمان بالرسل.
Faith in the messengers.
ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت.
Verily we have sent a messenger among every nation.
الحمد لله وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Quran in many verses the faith in his messengers alongside with the faith in him in the hereafter, in the angels, in the books. That is why the faith in the messengers of Allah is one of the six pillars of faith in Islam. And of course, when I say in Islam, I mean in the Islam that has been clarified in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, Shias who claim to be Muslims, yani their articles of faith are different and their articles of Islam are different. When they mention the articles of faith, they mention imama, which is not a part of articles of faith in Islam. That when they mention the articles of Islam, they don't mention tawheed, shahadat la ilaha illallah. They mention imama as the first pillar, and then salat, then siyam, then zakat, then hajj. So when we speak about Islam, we mean the Islam of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we mean the only Islam, because anyone who claims to have articles of faith other than those six which are mentioned in Quran and Sunnah, he is not a Muslim altogether. Even if he claims to be a Muslim, because Islam is not by just claiming. Otherwise, the Baha'is claim to be Muslims, the Qadianis claim to be Muslims, many people, the Durzis and others, they all claim to be Muslims.
Distinguishing between prophets and messengers.
The strongest distinction between prophets and messengers is that messengers were sent to warn against shirk. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. We have sent a messenger to every nation with this message: worship Allah and avoid other deities. You see? Now, when shirk occurs in a nation, then a messenger is sent. A messenger is sent. Like Nuh alayhi salam was the first messenger. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in Sahih al-Bukhari, between Adam and Nuh, there were 10 generations, all of which on Tawheed. All of which on Tawheed. So the first great shirk occurred, which is the shirk of worshipping the engraved, worshipping the awliya. That's why Al-Allama ibn al-Qayyim says, وَهَذَا أَصْلُ شِرْكُ الْعَالَمِ. This is the foundation of the greatest shirk in the world. وَهَذَا أَصْلُ شِرْكُ الْعَالَمِ. Some scholars said that the greatest distinction between messengers and prophets is that messengers were sent with a new message, a message that is independent or separate from the prophet or the messenger before, where the prophets were coming not with a new message, but approving the message of the messenger before them. You see? Therefore, every prophet is not a messenger. But every messenger, of course, is a prophet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in his book that he has sent a messenger to every nation. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. We have sent a messenger to every nation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a true hadith that the number of messengers was 314 messengers. 314 messengers. The number of prophets was more than 100,000 or 120,000 prophets.
Believing in all the messengers, those whose names we know, and those whose names we don't know.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, messengers whom we have mentioned their stories to you, and messengers whom we have not mentioned their stories to you. You see, because in Quran, if you follow the verses, you will find only 25 names or something like this. But we mentioned earlier that the Prophet ﷺ said there are 314 or 15 messengers, and there are 124,000 maybe prophets.
Who is Khadr? It is known from the story related in Surah Al-Kahf that Prophet Musa alayhi salam traveled to seek knowledge from a righteous slave of Allah whose name was Khadr. There is an opinion that this righteous slave of Allah was a wali, whereas the story itself indicates that Khadr was a prophet due to several reasons.
Al-Khadr was a prophet. Yeah, that's why he did not follow Musa. Because Musa was not a prophet to him. Because all the messengers before were prophets in a limited sense to certain nation, certain people. Musa traveled to see Al-Khadr, so he was not one of his nation. And Al-Khadr was not obliged to follow Musa. You see? So he had a message, revelation from Allah, and Al-Khadr had a message, a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Musa heard that there is more knowledgeable person than him, so he came to him. So Al-Khadr had more knowledge than Musa in some areas. It doesn't mean that he was more knowledgeable than Musa, but at least he had some knowledge which Musa did not have. You see?
فوجد عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما.
We have given him a mercy from us. This mercy is mentioned in Quran to mean the prophethood. So most of Ahl Sunnah say that Al-Khadr was a prophet, but not a messenger. Some scholars say he was a messenger. The Sufis say he was neither a prophet nor a messenger. He was a wali. And he is of a higher rank than the prophets. You see? Of course, all this has no proof from Quran and Sunnah. You see? And the reason why they claim this is because they say Al-Khadr is alive. And therefore, they make it easy for themselves to make their followers believe them that they receive revelation themselves through the Khadr. So the Sheikh would tell his followers, I have taken this information from the Khadr. I have met him. So he has to believe. This follower has to believe. Otherwise, he will be doomed. He will be cursed. He will be turned out of the path, you see. Of course, this is not the way of Islam. Al-Khadr was a man who lived for long. Allahu alam how long, but he died. And definitely he was not alive during the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because of the verse we recited earlier, that every prophet has taken an oath to come and declare his submission to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow the Messenger. There is no true narration. There is no narration at all that the Khadr came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and became one of the Sahaba, one of his followers. You see? So Al-Khadr was definitely not alive during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because there is no human who lives forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in Quran.
وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن
No human has this quality of living forever. So Al-Khadr is dead definitely. And he is not a messenger of Allah, he is a prophet. But the Sufis claim that he is higher than the prophet because he is a wali. You know? And they claim that the walis are so much superior to the prophets that if you were to compare them, it's like someone who is in the middle of ocean of knowledge and someone who is in the shore, not even stepped in the water of knowledge. You see? So the wali to them is deeply immersed in knowledge, and the prophet is only on the shore, touching a little bit of knowledge. You see? This is the way of Sufis. This is the way of Sufis. And that's why when the Sufis claim someone to be a wali, then that means he knows everything. Whatever is in the preserved tablet, every knowledge he knows. Alas. And therefore he can say whatever he wants. Anything he wants. That's why they narrate about Al-Rifa'i, he says, all the walis before me are under my foot. You know, he can say whatever he wants, khalas.
Believing in all the messengers without distinction.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِهِ وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. That the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had faith in all that which has been revealed to him from Allah, from his Lord. Similarly, all the faithful people believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, without distinction amongst them. The distinction here means that you as a believer, you as faithful, you cannot say that this prophet was honest and this was not honest. This was truthful. This was not truthful. All prophets were truthful. All prophets delivered everything that they were ordered to deliver. All messengers. So, in respect to the, not to distinguish between them, this is what it means. You cannot say any bad word about any messenger of Allah. If you say it, you are out of Islam. This is the consensus of Muslim scholars, that if you say anything which is not suitable for the messengers of Allah or the prophets of Allah, you are out of Islam. If you belittle, if you mock any messenger of Allah, any prophet, you are out of Islam. And this is not special for our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but for all prophets. Unlike other religions, like Christianity, like Judaism, like Shiism, those people have statements in their books which are great insults for the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, in the Christians' books, they have accusations of Dawood alayhi salam. They have accusations of Sulaiman alayhi salam. They have accusations for Moses, Musa alayhi salam, for Jesus. They have a lot of accusations. We mentioned several examples last time when we spoke about the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned at least 4 or 5 examples of those accusations from the Genesis and other books of Christians and Jews.
Prophets and their varying status.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. That we have made messengers to be ranks. Okay, this is not to distinguish between them. To distinguish between them is as we explained earlier. You cannot say that a messenger has not delivered all the message, or was not honest, or was not truthful. If you say this, this is distinguishing between them. You cannot say any bad thing about any messenger. But to say that they have ranks, no doubt that they have ranks. And our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the highest rank. And he said in a true hadith, Ana Sayyidu Waladi Adam. I am the most honorable of the son of Adam. Ana Sayyidu Waladi Adam. Now, our faith in the messengers, of course, it means that we have to believe firmly that they are honorable servants of Allah, assigned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to deliver his message to us. So they are the means between us and Allah in this respect. That is the delivery only. You see? But the Shias and the Sufis especially, if not the Shias, they consider them means in worship. Yani you can supplicate to Allah through them. Instead of saying, Oh Allah, you can say, Oh Muhammad. And when you ask them, they say, they are our means to Allah. Just like the mushriks used to say about their gods. They are our means to Allah. You see? So those people are the same. Ahl-Sunnah say that the messengers are our means, but not in worship, only in delivering the message. They delivered the message from Allah to us. Of course, the messengers here include both the human messengers and the angels, because the angels heard it from Allah, Jibreel heard it from Allah, and he carried it to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered it to us. So they are our means to Allah with this respect only, with the respect of delivery only. Delivering the message, delivering the guidance, you see. But to take them as means in worship, to supplicate to Allah through them, this is shirk.
Our obligation towards the Prophet.
And of course, the greatest duty towards the Messenger of Allah is to obey him and to follow him. Because there is no sense in saying, I respect the Prophet, I love the Prophet, and then you don't obey his orders. You don't follow his way. You don't take him as an example. So, if you are not lying in your claim to love the Prophet, then follow him. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ. This is the test. If you love Allah and His Messenger, follow the Messenger. That's the only way to prove your love for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to follow him and to obey him. And not only to obey him, but to give his order the priority over everything.
Main message of all the messengers.
And as we mentioned in the beginning, the core of the messages of all messengers was Tawheed. To worship Allah alone. And not to commit shirk in any form. Not to supplicate to other than Allah. Not to sacrifice for other than Allah and so on. So this is the core of all messages. And this is very clear in Quran. Unlike what some contemporary writers claim, like, for example, an author wrote a book which says the way of the prophets in Dawah, in which he presented the prophets to be wrestlers of the rulers. Yani, as if every messenger came and started his message with wrestling the ruler to remove him. You know, this is not in Quran. In Quran, there is no such thing. Not even one verse which said a prophet came and started to challenge the ruler so that he kicks him out and something like this. There is nothing in Quran like this. Alhamdulillah. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it as clear as the sun, that we have sent a messenger to every nation. With what? Saying what? اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت. Worship Allah alone and avoid all other deities. اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. Worship Allah, for you have no other God besides. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa to Fir'aun, he told him, go to Fir'aun and nicely call him to worship Allah. He didn't tell him, go to him and threaten him, if you don't follow me, then I will kick you out and I will, Allah will help me to kick you out. And this is not the way of the prophets. There is no prophet who said this. As a matter of fact, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Mecca in the beginning of Islam, they offered him to be the ruler. They offered him to be the king. They said, if you want kingship, rulership, we will give you. Why? Because you are from our highest tribe, Quraysh, and highest family in Quraysh. So we have no problem in making you the ruler. But don't say bad things about what we do, about how we worship those idols and this and that. You see? Be the ruler. He said, no. I have not come for this. I came to purify the earth from worshipping other than Allah. I came to make all the worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I came for guidance. This is guidance. I didn't come for ruling and making a government and the so-called nowadays Islamists do, in this country here, those so-called Islamists nowadays, they are preventing the books of pure Tawheed and pure Sunnah, like the books of Sheikh Ibn Baz, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, the great scholars. And they are allowing the books of kafirs who say Allah is in our stomach. Allah is everywhere. Allah is in our noses. Like Ibn Arabi, those people. And they are saying we are callers to Allah. We are du'at. You see? Why? Because they think that by this they will gain more emotions of the people and support and all that. But they are wrong. And Allah will show them that their plot is against them, not for them. يَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will plot against them. There is a true hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, such people will come near the day of hour where they are young people with minds of early aged people, huh? And they will eat up this world. They will, yani, they want this world in my name. يتأكلون بي. They want to feed themselves in my name. يتأكلون بي. They want to feed themselves in my name. Then the Prophet narrates about Allah saying, أبي تغترون أم علي تجترئون والله لا أوقعنكم في فتن تدعو الحليم حيرانا. Haven't you find anyone but me to fool? By Allah, by myself, Allah is saying, I will make you go through afflictions that will make you wandering like crazy. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned in his book about prophethood or prophets, he said, those prophets receive revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding what to do, what to order people with, and their role to the rest of the nation, or their role to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is like the role of the role of the scholars to us. The scholars at all times, of course, they are not infallible, but they are our reference. We have to go to them. We have to go to them. We have to take the religion from them, the understanding from them. We cannot separate ourselves from the scholars. But when we say this, we mean the scholars, all of them, in general. We don't mean a particular scholar. We don't mean that you only follow one scholar, and like this. We don't mean that if you find that this scholar is wrong, you follow him because he's a scholar. You have no excuse to follow someone because he's a scholar if you know he is saying something wrong. This is not from Islam. This is a form of worship for scholars. And this is shirk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blamed the Jews and Christians by saying, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They have taken their scholars as lords besides Allah. How? Their scholars ordered them with something which is against the order of Allah, and they accepted it from the scholar because it's from the scholar, knowing that it's against the order of Allah. So this is a form of worship. And this occurs not only with Jews and Christians. It occurs with Shias, with their imams or with their scholars. It occurs with Sufis. In Sufism, you have to follow the Sheikh blindly. You have to take all your understanding of Quran from the Sheikh. You cannot understand anything without the Sheikh. This is not Islam. This is not the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And unfortunately, we have even common people nowadays, because of their great ignorance, they blindly follow scholars. Even if you show them the truth, they don't have the guts, as they say, or they don't dare to leave what they see to be not true. They don't have the guts to do that. They don't dare to leave it. So if you show him the Sunnah, he says, no, I am a Shafi, or I am a Hanbali, or I am a Hanafi, or I am a Maliki. So what? You are a Shafi'i, you are a Maliki, you are a Hanafi, but you have to follow the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. he who opposes to the messenger after the truth has been shown to him, after the truth has been clarified for him, then and follows other the path of the believers, then Allah will let him alone with that which he chose and make him taste severe punishment. So this is a great threat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, in light of this verse, he said, أَجْمَعَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ مَنْ إِسْتَبَانَتْ لَهُ سُنَّةَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ لَمْ يَحِلَّهُ أَنْ يَدَعَهَا لِقَوْلِ كَائِنًا مَنْ كَانَ. Muslims agree. Of course he means Muslim scholars agree that if someone has been shown the truth, then he has no right to follow anyone, whoever he might be. No one. If the truth is shown to you, you have no choice. Just like what says in Quran, إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا, that when Allah and His Messenger decide, you have no choice. مَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ. A believer, male or female, has no choice to decide if Allah or His Messenger decides for them. And Allah says in Quran, Surah Al-Hujurat, لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله. Don't proceed forward. يعني, don't proceed forward or don't exceed what Allah and His Messenger has ordered. You have to be following behind those orders. Following them. Not preceding them. Not making your own decision ahead of what Allah and His Messenger tell you. This is not the way of the Muslim. Anyone who rejects a true hadith, he is like rejecting a verse from Quran. We mentioned in some of our durus sessions from the Sharh al-Sunnah, the book of Sharh al-Sunnah, the saying of Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, we don't declare someone a kafir until he commits great shirk in Allah, associates partner with Allah in worship, or turns down or rejects a verse from Quran, or rejects a true hadith, you see. But unfortunately, nowadays, we have people, due to their ignorance, they might reject a hadith because they don't know it's a true hadith. So they are innovators, but we don't declare them kafirs until we show them this is a true hadith.
False prophets. After the time of our messenger, there appeared a number of false prophets: Musaylima, Al-Aswad Al-Ansi, and Sajah. And other false prophets still appear from time to time. In the 19th century appeared Ali Muhammad Shirazi, also known as Al-Bab, and his followers are known as Al-Babiyya. Al-Bab was followed by his student known as Baha'ullah, and his followers are known as Baha'is. Another of these false prophets was Mirza Ghulam Ahmed Qadiani.
Musaylimah claimed to be a messenger during the time of Prophet Muhammad. And he came to offer Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, let's make a deal, half and half between me and you. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took some small, you know, stick or something, small, this small. And he said, you see this? I will not give you even as much as this. You are, who are you? Yeah. So Ahmed Ghulam Mirza is like Musaylima, is like many others who claim to be prophets. And the Prophet ﷺ says there will be 30 people claiming falsely the prophethood in this nation. 30 people. All of them are liars. So amongst them is Ahmed Mirza, Ahmed Ghulam.
Qadiani movement was initiated at the start of the 20th century due to a plot by the British colonialists in the Indian subcontinent with the aim of diverting the Muslims from their religion and in particular keeping them from struggling against the British. Ghulam Ahmed, born in the city of Qadian, came from an Indian family that was well known for having betrayed its religion and country, and thus Ghulam Ahmed was chosen for the role of a so-called prophet. Ghulam Ahmed began his activities as a caller to Islam so that he would gather followers. Then he claimed to be a reformer inspired by Allah. Ghulam took a step further and asserted himself to be the awaited Mahdi. Later, he claimed to be a prophet and alleged that his prophethood was higher than that of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Among those who confronted, refuted, and revealed his sinister motives and apostasy was Sheikh Sanaullah Al-Amritsari. When Ghulam Ahmed persisted in his deviation, Sheikh Al-Amritsari challenged him to come together and invoke the curse of Allah such that the liar would die in the lifetime of the truthful. Only a few days later, in 1908, Mirza died. Some deviant beliefs of the Qadianis.
Qadianis, of course, have their own messenger, Ahmed Ghulam Mirza, and they claim he is to be the messenger of Allah, and they claim that Muhammad was not the seal of messengers, but he was the beauty of messengers. So they explain Quran in their way, just like Shias and others, you know. Allah says in Quran that Muhammad was the seal of messengers, and he was the final messenger, and his book was the final message, and they say no. Ahmed Ghulam Mirza is a messenger of Allah. Therefore, they are not Muslims, of course, because they are like those who were following Musaylim al-Kadhab.
Allah fasts, prays, sleeps, wakes up, and makes mistakes. Prophethood did not end with Prophet Muhammad. Allah sends a prophet whenever there is a need. Ghulam Ahmed is the best of all prophets. There is no Quran other than Al-Kitab Al-Mubin. Ghulam claims that this book was revealed unto him through Angel Jibra'il alayhi salam. The Qadianis are the followers of an independent religion and legislation. The friends of Ghulam are like the Sahaba. Qadian, birthplace of Ghulam, is like Mecca and Medina. It is their Qibla and their place of pilgrimage. Every Muslim is a disbeliever unless he becomes a Qadiani.
So I think, inshallah, this is yani enough for this topic, the article of our faith in the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
هذا من فضل ربي ليبلوني أأشكر أم أكفر ومن شكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن ربي غني كريم.